Today in our Africa Music Series, we feature a new face on the world pop scene. Sarah Tavares is truly an international talent. The 26-year-old singer was born in Portugal, where her Cape Verdean parents migrated in search of work. When she started making music, Sarah sang about what she knew, being black in Portugal. Her influences came from throughout the African diaspora. Sarah's latest CD, Balance, continues to draw on styles from across the map, and she says that worldliness is exactly what makes her music Cape Verdean. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
When reggae king Bob Marley was once asked where he considered home to be, Marley answered, "It's in my head, in the things that I think about." Warming up at NPR's Los Angeles studios, Sarah Tavares seems most at home behind her guitar, making music.
Because I need it. It's a whole inner process of dealing with my issues and my things. And I think that the music is a sort of a medicine and also a catharsis process for me. So that's why I do it for me most of all.
Even if Sarah writes for herself first, she says that, in a way, she also represents a nation. Her roots are in Cape Verde, a cluster of small volcanic islands about 430 miles west of the African mainland. It's a poor country that's mostly desert, so those who can leave head to Senegal, Boston, Paris, and Lisbon. That's where Sarah was born, and that's where her folks left her with a Portuguese family while they looked for jobs abroad. As a brown girl growing up in a major European city, Sarah made sense of it all with her songs.
I just picked up my guitar. I'm a very simple guitar player. I don't even know what's the name of the notes that I play. And then I would write my songs as lullabies. I would write little poems for myself to lift me up.
She used those lullabies to win a local TV music contest. She did the same in a national competition and launched a music career before she was out of her teens. Today, Sarah sings mostly in Criollo. It's a language born hundreds of years ago in Cape Verde, when slave trading Portuguese and the Africans they brought from all over the continent had to communicate with one another. Criollo blends languages of the colonizer and the colonized. Sarah's latest album, Balance, gets its title from a word that Lusophone Africans use to describe something that's really on point, like great food or a good piece of music. She says the title also means balance. As her music constantly juggles languages and worldwide influences, Sarah is also balancing identities as an African, as a European, and as a young musician who's coming into her own.
I just want to do what I do the best way possible, but I want to do it in a very serene way because I think I owe that to myself. And because I see all brothers and sisters in Portugal, my real blood brothers and sisters, always cared, always, in pressure. So I feel that my music can be sort of, lullabies for them, can make them, hush, be quiet. Hey, balance. Balança, ia, ia. Maria José, swinga no pé, se não chega pra lá.
Sarah says being an immigrant has always been a part of Cape Verdeanness. And as she and other Cape Verdean artists integrate into far-flung societies, she feels it's important for them to sing in Criollo because it helps them hold on to their national pride.
It's so strong, the language, wherever they are, they always speak Criollo. And there's all these different kinds of Criollo. And with it comes a whole way to look at life, a whole way to enjoy life, comes a sense of humor. So I think that's really the core of the identity of the Cape Verdean.
But she wants everyone to hear and enjoy her songs. And to Sarah, Criollo never gets in the way. After all, singer Cesária Évora is from Cape Verde, and she's a diva with international fame.
The music that Cape Verdeans do is very accessible. It's very easygoing music. It's also very sweet music. And I think everybody, once in a while, needs and likes a little bit of sweetness in their lives. Catelu. Music is supposed to inspire people to get through, whatever life's difficulties and to celebrate with the good things that they have. I think that my music, in a way, can be that universal, but it's also very lusophone. It's also very much talking about my own reality.
Sarah's music draws on all kinds of influences, from Iberia, Brazil, and Black America.
I was growing up when Whitney Houston was, you know, being a big hit. I just would go to the record stores and buy whatever was cheap, albums like Jackson 5 and Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway, things like that, because they were cheaper, because they were older.
Black American artists impressed Sarah because she believes they absorbed everything around them and created new music styles that perfectly captured their African and American identities. She hopes to do the same thing with her art for Africans in Portugal. She also wants those songs to reach across the Atlantic and touch Black folks in the U.S. It would be her way of saying thank you.
It is important to create a connection. Just because you guys have shared so much of what you do with the world, and so many kids have dreamed, you know, because you made us dream. So we kind of want to give something back, too.
Right now, Sarah is giving back to the world. She's a rising star who gets to tour all over Europe and the Americas. She goes to visit Cape Verde often, too. Sarah always likes to come home, though, and for now, that's in Lisbon, where she can walk down the street laughing with her family and friends in Portuguese, English, Angolan, and Criollo slang, keeping everything in perfect balance. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
To hear songs that Sarah Tavares performed at NPR in Los Angeles, go to our website at npr.org.
Deixa de complicação, deixa de confusão, liberta a alma dessa prisão, meu irmão. Deixa-te guiar pro coração.